The reading's in two parts. Psalm 51, first of all, verses 10 to 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. And now from Colossians 3, reading from verses 9 to 14. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. This is the word of the Lord.
Wonderful. And we invite our friend William now to come up and to talk to us. Can we pray for you, William, as you do that? Father God, we thank you so much for William. We thank you that you are using him this morning to speak to us, that you are preaching to us through him, that you love him and that you've poured your Holy Spirit out on him. And we just ask that through him we would encounter you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
In our all-age services in the last few weeks, we've been looking at the promises of God. And last week, we looked at, well, can someone tell me, what was the promise from last week? What was the promise? So, Jesus is? What was it? We're talking about how God promises to save us, yes? That was last week. When God created the world, he made human beings, he made people in his image. In other words, they were a picture of what God was like. But when sin, when wrongdoing came into the world, that picture was spoiled. It was despoiled, destroyed. And we were separated from God by those wrong things. And that's why we needed to be saved. And last week we celebrated the fact that Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead, and that our sins were forgiven, and that we could be reunited with God. But God also wanted to restore the picture of him in us. He wanted our lives to reflect him again. When we put our trust in Jesus, his spirit comes and lives in us. And the Bible says that we are a new creation. And that old life, that spoiled life, is gone, and we have a new life. God gives us a new life, a new way of living. And this morning at the beginning of the service, we heard those amazing words from those people about what that new life means for them. Hope. It means Jesus at work and that they can join in with what he's doing. It means living in joy, peace and hope rather than fear and worry. Today's reading describes what that new life means in our church family, in this family, in our relationships with each other. It's God that gives us a new life. But the passage tells us that there's something that we have to do. We have to cooperate. We have to help with God. I'd like someone to come and give me some help. Would someone like to come and, you know that? Do you want to come out? Now, I just need you to do something. I've forgotten your name. What's your name?
Tom.
Right. You put this coat on. Now, I just need you to stand there. Now, here's Tom. Tom has applied for a job. He's filled in the application form and he wants to work for the Environment Agency. And Tom, I'm pleased to tell you that you've got the job. You're successful. You're now a member of the Environment Agency. And here's your identity. I'm going to write your name on it. It's Tom. And I'm going to put your picture on it. Let's just have a look. It's very handsome. So here's your identity. You've got to wear this. And that shows you that you are a member of the Environment Agency. That's your job. Actually, there's something wrong here, because you're definitely a member of the Environment Agency, but that's not the sort of coat you wear when you're a member of the Environment Agency. So take that coat off. Throw it down. This is what you wear when you're a member of the Environment Agency. Now, you don't have to pay for this. It's provided for you, but you have to put it on. That's much better. Hang on, there's something else. If you're a member of the Environment Agency, you have to wear this. You're looking good. You're looking good. So, I can tell he's got the identity. He's definitely a member of the Environment Agency. But you can see that he is by what he's wearing. So, are you okay just to stand there for a bit for me? So what does our passage today, what did it say that we have to do? It says that if we put our trust in Jesus, it says we have to take off the old self, that old life. And it gives some description, lying, greed, bad desires. And those other things that people spoke about this morning, worry, fear, not having hope. It says we have to take off those things. And it says we have to clothe ourselves, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, all those things, and hope. The things that we heard those people speak about this morning. That's what we put on when we put our trust in Jesus. Not to make God love us more. Not to try and achieve that new life ourselves. But because God has given us new life. And when we've got that new life, compassion, kindness, hope, humility is what we wear in our lives day by day. Now, perhaps sometimes we don't feel very much in that new life. Perhaps the helmet has slipped off. Perhaps it's not always easy to be kind, have humility, or to have hope. So, we hold on to the truth that God has made us a new creation when we put our trust in Jesus, and that we have a new life. And we clothe ourselves again with those things that Jesus has given us. We clothe ourselves by the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in us when we put our trust in Jesus. And our passage today promises that our new self, that new creation, will be renewed in the image of God as we put our trust in Jesus and clothe ourselves in those things. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have saved us through the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. But thank you also that you make all things new and that you want us to have new lives that reflect you, which show the image of God. And thank you, Lord, that when those clothing, that new life slips, we can look to you and just know that the truth is that you do make us new, that you do give us new life and help us to reclothe ourselves and know that Jesus is all and is in all. And thank you that one day we will perfectly reflect Jesus and be like him. Amen.